Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on February 1st, 2023. I am Dave Biddle, very happy to join by Matt Baxendale. It's going to be a heck of a busy and fun day on the Ohio State beat. Going to get a chance to talk with Ryan Day for the first time since right after the Peach Bowl. Going to get a chance to talk with all of the assistant coaches on Wednesday morning. Bax and I are actually recording this show late Tuesday night because I have to be at Ohio State 9:30 a.m. Eastern this morning to interview Ryan Day and all of the assistant coaches, including Mark Pantoni and James Laurinaitis. Cannot wait for that. But Bax, let's get to the big news from yesterday. Corner Davison Igbinosun committing to the Buckeyes, the number one player left in the portal. One of the top corners in the country as far as the portal was concerned. Even entering the portal was the number four corner. Was a freshman All-American at Ole Miss. Great get by the Buckeyes.
There's a kid coming out of high school a year ago, was a top 247 kid as well, and all he did was start a bunch of the freshmen at Ole Miss and looked generally like he's a pretty good player. So for Ohio State, this is everything we could have asked for at the cornerback position, right? How much complaining did we do last year when Ohio State didn't get a transfer corner with some experience playing when we had six scholarship corners and most of them were freshmen, right? Like, this is so important for Ohio State to have gotten this guy. He's probably a day one starter. You're looking at him, Burke, and Hancock probably as our top three corners coming into the season. It lets the freshmen who are coming in, who are good. We got two corners in this class who are strong, good freshmen corners. But you can't rely on true freshmen if you want to win a net. You just can't. So this is huge. Ohio State finally got more than six scholarship corners on the team, and they picked up a really good one who spent most of the year playing as a starter in the SEC. And he's got three more years of eligibility left. This is fantastic. This is huge for Ohio State. And by the way, this two starting caliber secondary pickups from lesser schools that are looking for an upgrade for themselves personally. With of course, Davison Igbinosun. Is it Igbinosun is how we say his name? Right?
Igbinosun. And he even has OSU in his last name.
They're perfect. Davison OSU is what we're going to call him now, Davey O. And then him and Jahad Carter from Syracuse. I mean, those are two guys that will probably start this year for Ohio State in the secondary. We got him in the portal. So, pretty good haul for Ohio State. All that talk we had about upgrading the secondary and we didn't have enough talent for Jim Knowles in the biggest game, we're fixing it quickly. That's important.
And you know what? I didn't realize it, you know, till it happened that I knew Michigan was in the mix. I didn't realize it came down to Ohio State or Michigan, which makes it even sweeter. I thought it was like UCLA, obviously Ohio State, Michigan, and Tennessee kind of all mixed. But Ohio State had the lead. You know, Chris Hummer, who, you know, leads our charge at 24/7 Sports with the transfer portal. Once he put his crystal ball in for the Buckeyes, that's like Steve Wiltfong putting his crystal ball in or Bill Kerlick for a recruit. So that was huge. But I didn't know, Bax, that it came down to just basically Ohio State, Michigan. It makes it a little sweeter, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like beating those guys in recruiting. And it's been weird, too, the last couple of years. We haven't had a ton of crossover in recruiting. But there's been a few famous ones, like J.J. McCarthy and Kyle McCord. And as of right now, we're behind on that. So it's good to see us win one of these head-to-head. This is a kid who would have started for either team at corner this year, too, with the losses that they're having. So OSU just got a starter in the game at the expense of our rival. It's a huge deal. It's an absolutely huge deal. And it's one of those things that helps mitigate some of these concerns that we've had about our talent overall in defense. I mean, this is improving multiple levels of defense here with Carter as one of our three safeties. He's going to be supporting on both the linebackers and with the secondary, the way that the safeties support the run. You got a guy in Igbinosum who's going to come in and play most of our snaps, would be my expectation on him. This is a huge pickup for Ohio State. It should make our defense significantly better.
Speak up as much as you can. You're cutting out a little bit on me, so just speak up as loud because we want to hear the people's champ. Get as close to the mic as you can.
All you right, want me to be as loud as I can be? Is that what you're saying?
There you go. You sound good there.
You don't need a microphone.
Great. All right, let's get into the depth chart at corner. As you mentioned, they have 7 scholarship corners. Still not like a ton of scholarship corners. You'd probably rather have like 8 or 9, but like I love, you know, obviously that's better than 6 what they had last year. And now, like, I just really love the talent, you know, and look at this. So you got to think Igbinosun is going to be a starter. If not, maybe the number 3 corner at the worst, where if they rotate, although Jim Knowles doesn't like to rotate, Denzel Burke, Jordan Hancock, Jair Brown, Ryan Turner, and then the true freshmen who are both highly rated, 5-star Jermaine Matthews and very high 4-star Calvin Simpson Hunt. Love that 7. How do you think the depth chart is going to shake out?
Well, I think Jair Brown's probably 4. I think the top 3 are going to be Hancock, Burke, and Igbinosun in some order, right? Those are your most experienced ones. They all have pedigree. Burke is a guy who I think we've all – well, you all know what he can do if he's healthy. But Jair Brown, when he played last year – remember we had one game where I think it was Jair Brown and Cam Martinez were our 2 available corners at this point?
J.K. Johnson, yeah. Yeah,
so, yeah, like it was J.K. Johnson, and he's gone now. But, like, we had 2 available corners on scholarship for one – was it Northwestern maybe was the game? I can't remember which one it was.
It was a home game, I think. I think it was a home game.
Might have been.
It was against somebody bad, like Rutgers. It was against somebody bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But it was – think about that, though. What if that had been against a good team and we only had 2 available scholarship corners?
Right.
Problem, red alert, flashing light. Like, that's bad. And there was plenty of times this past year where Burke wasn't fully healthy. We had guys who – Cam Brown was out there dragging himself through the season with all the nagging injuries he had. You have to have guys that can get on the field and play. So now we've got 3 guys that we feel pretty good about. I think Jair Brown looked pretty good when we got to see him as a true freshman. He looks like a guy who's going to have some potential to rise. And guess what? When your true freshmen are your 5th and 6th guys on the depth chart, then them coming and earning playing time is an added bonus, not a necessity. And that's huge if you want to be a team that's going to be a national championship kind of contender like Ohio State. So, yeah. I think with the top 3 are pretty clear in my mind. I think Brown can force his way in. You know, I think Hancock's probably the least secure of the 3 just because of the amount of time we saw him on the field compared to the other Burke, and then, of course, Igbinosun when he was at Ole Miss. But we've got pieces now where you're like, okay, our freshmen can develop a little bit, and if there's injuries, well, we can put him in the spot so that some of the guys who need to start can take a break if they need to. That's huge. We didn't get to do that last year. Everybody was just hurt, and we were just praying we had enough healthy guys to get through games.
There might be some people out there wondering, well, why would Igbinosun transfer to Ohio State if he was a freshman All-American at Ole Miss? I mean, 2 things. Obviously, Ohio State's a better program than Ole Miss. Also, the main reason he went to Ole Miss was because of Chris Partridge, who was the defensive coordinator at Ole Miss, who's a Jersey guy. Igbinosun's a Jersey guy. Chris Partridge was fired, and that's like, you know, the main reason he went to Ole Miss. So now he was looking for a better program. And I'm not breaking news here. He found it, and we're happy to have him. And like back said, it's not just like you're getting a guy that's going to be a good, you know, big piece of the team this year. Best case scenario, I'll put it this way. Best case scenario, he's here 2 years because that means he balls out and he goes pro after a junior year. Like worst case scenario, in my opinion, after watching his film, he'll be like a really good player here for 3 years. So the fact that you get him not just for 1 year, but at least 2 years, maybe 3 years, absolutely love it. And then, Bax, you hit on this, man. I mean, I love what they've done in the portal. They've gotten 2 elite defensive backs. Jihad Carter was the number 1 safety in the portal entering the offseason. Igbinosun was the number 4 corner, as I said. And, you know, now that the dust had settled, as I said, like Igbinosun, of all the guys left in the portal until yesterday, was the number 1 overall player. So they land, before anybody transferred, they land the number 4 corner in the portal, the number 1 safety, and I'm trying to think, Bax, what of Ohio State's defense needed fixed this year? Oh, the secondary. I absolutely love it. And then they added a good depth piece. I'm hearing he might not be the surefire starter that maybe some people think in Cutler, Victor Cutler from Louisiana Monroe, but you got 2 years of eligibility out of him, and maybe he will be a starter. At the very least, he's going to be, you know, a good depth piece. And then you get the quarterback from Oregon State just to be, you know, an insurance policy, third string, fourth string quarterback. Tell you what, man, I don't think they did a good job in the portal last year. They've done a great job so far this year.
You know, this reminds me of the conversation we always had about when Ohio State would have a kid who was eligible for the draft and would come back, and we call him a 7-star recruit or an 8-star recruit, whatever, right?
Right.
This is the equivalent of that. You know, you're getting guys that are starting caliber players that have already had college experience elsewhere. These aren't just freshmen that you're coming in that you're like, wow, he's going to be great at some point indefinitely down the line. These are plug-and-play starters that are guys who were all-conference, all-American for a freshman all-American, all-ACC player, right? And even Cutler is a guy. Yeah, he was at a little school, and yeah, he wasn't a big-time prospect. But how many little schools have had guys that have gotten there and are wildly better than a recruiting rank? Maybe they didn't have access to strength and conditioning. Maybe they went to a little high school. Maybe they were in an under-recruited state. Maybe they had grade issues when they were in high school, and people were afraid of it, right? Look at the kid that was it Eric Fisher, was like the number one or two pick in the draft like 10 years ago?
Yeah, number one pick by the team.
He was a 2-star tight end, and he went to what, Western Michigan or somewhere random? Central Michigan? Something like that? It happens.
Central Michigan, I think. Yep.
Yeah, it happens all the time. That this is a kid that, hey, the number one pick in the draft, and he's a tackle, and all the big programs miss him. It happens. Kids elevate beyond their station, and you have kids that are misses, and those kids need to go down to the programs that fit for them to be able to play. We've seen the down part, but until the portal, it was hard to have the up part. Now we're seeing that. And as a place like Ohio State, you have to capitalize on that. And I'll tell you what, this offseason, they've done it. I've loved what they've done in the portal here. Like, sure, I'd love to, you know, find another Paris Johnson replacement at tackle, but those don't exactly exist out there. And you know what I really like about this, Dave? The way Ohio State's gone about the portal, they could have gone and said, hey, the Texas A&M lost half of that $30 million recruiting class. Let's go get some of those kids because they were big prospects. No, they went and they got a kid who was already a starter at Syracuse and was really good and said, hey, up yourself. They got a kid in Igbinosum who was better than a standard Ole Miss recruit, right? That's a B team in the SEC, right? And he wanted to elevate himself. He'd already shown he was good enough to be what he could be at that school. They elevated him. Cutler elevated him. These are kids that aren't like rejects from other programs. They're some of that program's best kids that thought they could do better. Those are the kids you want in the portal, and Ohio State got them.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All right, as I teased, man, it's going to be fun later today. Again, Bax and I are recording the show late Tuesday night. I was hoping to do a live show, but I almost said the day job got in the way. That wouldn't make any sense. It's the same job. I'm not just a podcaster. I also cover the team. So have to be at Ohio State at 9:30 this morning. So we're doing the show Tuesday night. I cannot wait for this because not only has it been a long layoff, but it's rare that we get the entire coaching staff. We're going to get Ryan Day at 9:30 for about a half hour in the team room. And then inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, the indoor playing field, we're going to get all of the assistant coaches, including James Laurinaitis and Mark Pantoni, which I love getting Pantoni. Now, it's signing day tomorrow, which is interesting. They're not going to sign anybody. We're not getting any of the early enrollees, which we usually do, but I cannot wait to talk to Coach Day and all the assistant coaches. What are you looking forward to the most tomorrow, Bax? Or today? Well, today.
Shortly after all of you watch this live podcast, there's a number of things that I think are going to be bad, right? Like asking Jim Knowles about the transfer portal. Hey, so now the season's over, we can admit you didn't have enough talent, right? You know?
He'll never admit that. He's too nice. He's not a nice guy, but he's too smart and too good of a leader to say.
Yeah, he's not shit on his own roster, right? Like, right. You know, the kid's under the bus, right? You're the coach. You're responsible for it. Somebody's going to ask Ryan Day, how does it feel to have lost out on the national championship by 1 point? And the look on Day's face is going to be pure murder. So that's going to happen. Like, I hope somebody gets it on video somewhere. I also really want to know what changed in the last year for James Laurinaitis. We all heard the stories about, you know, he didn't go to Ohio State, so he went to Notre Dame, and there was rumbling. What changed, right? Or was that just all overblown from last year, right? Because we all knew Laurinaitis wanted to go into coaching, and everybody said there was something going on with him and LSU, so he went to Notre Dame. And I know he's buddies with Marcus Freeman, but now he's back. Something changed, right? What was it? So, and I'm thrilled, by the way, to have James Laurinaitis, all right? That's a huge thing for us, okay? This is one of my favorite players whenever I was a student at Ohio State. You know, a guy who was 4-0 in his career against Michigan, is you can't have enough of them around the team right now when we're trying to fix that issue, you know? So I think there's a million things you could ask that are going to be really fascinating. And the last one I want to ask is, how's the play calling going to work out this year with Brian Hartline as the offensive coordinator? Brian Day is pretty good at calling play. This is a change. And this is for the better? How's that going to work? I think Dave froze. Dave definitely froze. Which is interesting because I didn't freeze. So if this actually gets out there, hi, everybody. I'm going to vamp for a minute. So, talk about James Laurinaitis. Down here in my man room, I have a James Laurinaitis bobblehead. And, of course, my Ohio State Steel Bridge team hard hat, which James Laurinaitis signed back in the day when I was a student at Ohio State. So, big fan of all that, right? So, yeah, I'm very excited to have the animal back. I have a 33 jersey somewhere from when I was an undergrad floating around here too somewhere. At least I think I did. So we'll have to see. Oh, Dave's back. The vamping has succeeded. All right. I've been vamping this whole time, Dave.
Wow. My computer just completely shut off, and I'm like, well, hopefully, like, you know.
I'm doing the show with James Laurinaitis.
Hopefully everything recorded, and I'm here to tell you, man, I don't know what happened.
Live, man.
My computer just shut off, and then thank goodness that not only you kept talking, but that it's still working. All right, well.
I'm throwing my James Laurinaitis signed hard hat and my James Laurinaitis bobblehead doll off. I'm asking him questions. James, are you happy about the Michigan losses? No.
James, what was your record against Michigan?
4-0.
No, it was the exact opposite of Chad Henne's record.
Yes.
All right. There you go. All right. Great stuff out of Matt Bags and Don Leslie. He said something about my family when my computer petered out on me there for like 30 seconds. But
I would only talk about you.
Unless he said something bad about me. Great stuff. And even if he did, great stuff out of Matt Baxendale. You can catch his column every Sunday. It is the award-winning Bucket. Thanks very much to Bax. Thanks to all of you. It's going to be a big day on the Ohio State beat. Keep it locked to Bucknuts. Thanks again to Bax. Thanks to all of you. Hope everyone has a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.